Yeah, man, I don't know what happened. Like, this one was on this text message mess this messaging app, this and a text was like, and a bit later, and yesterday, last night, and she was like, last night, and she was like, "What's your login?" And I was like, "What, to my POF?" I didn't say that to her, but I just checked my POF, and I thought I knew my password. And I was logged out of it, and I know she like deleted her account, or this person did, but if he didn't know my login, then how, if he was, I don't understand this. Like, well, hold on. So it's looking for a female partner, and I'm not in any hurry, but I saw this one man, women and their body, a woman and her, a female and some women, some females, and their body, and they think their body thinks they need to get laid, but their standards won't work. I really don't care about Kamala Harris. I don't care if she gives a BJ or not. I really don't care. But quite frankly, she's not presidential material. If Trump says that, then people that I think he might get impeached, like Nixon. Nixon Trump, Trump Nixon. Possibly. But but as long as he doesn't say that about keeping lights on and like, just only workers, if he doesn't say that, then he won't be impeached, but if he says that, he'll probably will be impeached. I think this two of them or three of them, I feed someone else, like waiting to get feedback, but anyways, any woman from Facebook that I've said women only, and my address is for a woman only, and on Facebook, I should say, why can't that be a dating site? Why can't, some women are saying don't do Messenger. I have Light Messenger. It's by Facebook. But anyways, it could be Lena Fanani. I don't know, but none of those dreams, like I've said to Amy Dumas on Twitter, I said, don't kick me. Don't come here and talk about some Trish thing when I've already given her a lot of really good comments on Twitter. I've been really nice to Trish online. On Twitter. On Twitter. Looking for a female partner, and I inputted the password. And that wasn't it, and I was like, how did that person guess that? If someone tries to say, were you on POF, and someone says you were harassing, or someone says, someone said you did this or did that, and it was on your bio and you're bragging about it, I'd be like, someone hacked into my account. I think someone hacked into my account. If someone hacked into my account, please delete that account. I had 8 pictures on there to get a girlfriend, to get a woman friend, to get a female partner, to get a part-time girlfriend, to get some dates, home dates, I don't know, to spend some time. Anyways, you hacked into my account, please delete my account. Whoever you are, I blocked them on the Messenger, but whoever you are, delete my account. Let me see here. What I don't get is, you deleted or blocked, or you deleted your profile, this person, but yet somehow this person remembers my screen name. How did you know, how did he guess my password? Okay, you know, do not be posting, do not edit my profile. And you might as well just delete that. I try to edit the password, but I'm gonna try to see, PF should have what's your screen name, because, I don't remember what email I signed up with it, so, like, I could create a new one, but, like, I used POF before, OkCupid, and I was using them both on and off throughout the years, and also Tinder and Badoo, and Badoo and Tinder. Like I said, I had to edit and delete this one message from Badoo. I want something real too, but you know, like, I want something legit too, but. My password is, the passwords are encrypted, so, like, how did he guess it? I didn't say nothing. This person went in my line, and I'm like, how did you guess it? How did you hack into it? It's the POF app. Unless, I know Marcus does, you know, it'd be good if he was the only member, the only moderator, the only, I'm pretty sure that was the password. Whoever you are, if you changed the password and you didn't, if you didn't want a person logging into their account to find love, you're messed up. I thought it was a selfie. Maybe it wasn't a selfie. And if it's a woman, why would you hack into somebody's, if it's a female, why would you hack into somebody's account? And then, like, she didn't seem like a bad person. She was pretty, and I was like, but why would she hack into my account if she didn't love me, you know? And then, like, but it must have been a guy or something. I really don't know, but my POF, you know, one time this one woman says, and we know that you have a POF account. I'm like, what, are you the government or something? I'm like, what are you talking about? But, you know, anybody could have a PLM. Or whatever.
All of you know full well.
I've tried, like, nine or ten websites.
Never to be too strict, too rigid with the application of our laws.
Throughout the years,
and
of trying to find love sites.
Have we not learned to live together?
Websites. Apps.
In relative peace and harmony? Huh?
That guy's a bastard in this movie.
This
Anyways.
Day's lawlessness is how you repay my leniency.
Why would somebody mess with someone's POF account?